Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John McGonigal, who covers Pitt. And John, from the sounds of it, I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show, but we had Jay Vidovich on. You're covering the wrong football team over there.
I know, it seems that way, right? I mean, number one team in the country. It's crazy. It's pretty impressive what he's been able to do with that program. I remember I was there for the first NCAA tournament game that they've had in God knows how long. I was there last fall, and that was great. It seems that way, right? Because obviously Pitt's sitting here at 3-3, and hosting number 3 Notre Dame this weekend, and then they have their off week, and then they finish with four more games.
Well, and it's funny, ultimately the athletic department is going to be judged, I mean, just how it is, how the football and men's basketball teams go. But when you were at Penn State, the one thing I've always admired about Penn State is it seems like all their other teams do really well. And that is, that to me speaks volumes about the athletic department as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at the other programs that, you got here, Lance White doing a good job, and the volleyball program last year had a great season. I was happy to be able to, cover there. The NCAA tournament didn't go the way that they wanted it to go, but Kayla Londe, ACC Player of the Year. So yeah, it's a mark of a kind of a well-rounded athletic department is that you got more than just your men's basketball and more than just your football program. Going in the right direction or going the direction that you hope it's going.
Yeah, and I think, that's one of the things it's funny, they could win national championships in every other sport, but if they don't get this football thing figured out, Pitt fans will still be miserable. Three-game losing streak, and now you're going to face off against one of the top five teams in the country. It doesn't get any easier for these Pitt Panthers, does it?
It doesn't, especially when, it doesn't seem like they're going to have Kenny Pickett on Saturday. I'd be shocked if he played in the game after, not being able to travel with the team to Miami last weekend. I mean, the worry was that a couple of two-hour flights were going to be too much for him in terms of the swelling, in terms of the ankle. And so, it's probably going to be the Joey Yellen show on Saturday with, Davis Bevel still pushing him in practice. And so you got a backup quarterback. I thought he played well against Miami, all things considered. Completed 22 of 46 passes, 277 yards, a handful of drops still in there. And that was the biggest thing in the Miami game that I took away is that it's not like you had your backup quarterback coming in and throwing three interceptions and that's why you lost. It was the same problems that have been bothering this team for a year and a half, basically, the drops, the penalties, the inconsistency. Them – basically settling for four field goals again against Miami. They did the same thing last year.
We're talking with John McGonigal of the Post-Gazette covers Pitt. John, without Kenny Pickett, now this second week here, Notre Dame has had a chance to take a look at the backup quarterbacks and sort of see what they do. Do you think it could be a little rougher for them now that they'll be game planned for?
I think so, and I just think you got to look at what Notre Dame presents to the defense. Their safeties are pretty good in terms of just breaking up passes. They really aim to not give you the deep ball. You look at what they did last year they allowed, Notre Dame allowed the fewest passes of 20 yards or more in the country. They only let up 25 all of last season. And so, and that's kind of where I think if you're Pitt, you want to try and beat them is being able to use Joey Yellen's arm. Hopefully you give him enough time in the pocket to be able to find guys like, you know, Jordan Addison, and then if, you know, Taysier Mack and Shockey Jacques Louis, if they can hold on to the ball, and, you know, if those guys, if there are no drops, you maybe hit Notre Dame deep and try and get out to, I think that's really the only way that they can upset them really is if they're hitting their deep shots, because that's not the way that Notre Dame plays. You know, they like to run the ball. Kyren Williams and Chris Tyree, a couple of really good running backs behind, maybe, you know, probably the best offensive line Pitt will face all year. And so if Notre Dame can get an early lead and just run that clock and bleed it, the upset attempt is going to be pretty difficult to pull off. But I think it's going to come down to Joey Yellen's right arm and the offensive line protecting him.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's actually a really good observation. Notre Dame isn't really the, you know, the highest profile or highest powered offense, but they are pretty good at controlling the ball and controlling the clock and playing field position, almost like a throwback team, which is kind of ironic because I think that's what Pat Narduzzi would like to do with his team. But you have to be able to run the ball, and they just have not been able to do that.
No, they haven't. I mean, what was it, 22 yards on the ground, and that's against a Miami front that, you know, they're good pass rushers, but you thought that maybe they would be able to run the ball a little bit. Todd Sibley had a couple of runs in there where they opened up some holes for him, but for the most part, they didn't run the ball, like, at all. And Joey Yellen had to throw it 46 times, and that's not what you want, you know, to have to happen or have to ask a guy in his first start with your program. But that's kind of what I'm expecting again this weekend. I'd be stunned if Joey Yellen doesn't throw the ball 45 times against Notre Dame, because that's the way, you know, Pitt's going to have to beat them. And, you know, you mentioned how Notre Dame just kind of grinds you out, and that's the kind of team that they are. But like I said, I don't like Ian Book in a situation where he's maybe down, down a couple of scores. So if Pitt is able to do that, I think that could maybe get, you know, Notre Dame's offense in a bind, but it's a big if considering the way that Notre Dame plays and that, you know, they haven't, you know, they've been tested this year and they've shown up, but I don't know. I actually picked on the podcast this week, Paul, with, you know, Craig Meyer and Tobias Wilborn. I picked Pitt to upset Notre Dame, but I'm wavering big time. We recorded that on Tuesday morning, and I've been really rethinking it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a tough battle for them. But you know, if you fall to 3-4, which is what would happen with a loss, looking at games against Clemson, you know, a Florida State game that suddenly doesn't look quite so easy. You got what, Virginia Tech left. I mean, there's a lot of potential for them to get to that sixth loss, i.e. losing season. That would be a full-out disaster considering expectations, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, looking at the schedule here, you've got the off week after Notre Dame, and then you go at Florida State, at Georgia Tech, home against Virginia Tech, and then at Clemson. And so if you finish 5-6, this was, you know, I remember when we were talking, you know, back in March, June, July about how, you know, if it was an 11-game schedule, you know, you're thinking 8-3, possibly even 9-2 if they were able to beat the teams that you think they could. But I didn't think people, you know, really thought that Miami was going to be this good. But that aside, 5-6 would not be good. It would be borderline disaster territory. I think, too, though, losing Pickett, if he's not able to come back after the off weekend, if he's not able to play at Florida State and they potentially lose that game or, you know, whatever, I think that'll kind of be, you know, kind of an excuse, I guess, in the back pocket. But like I said, they, you know, they didn't lose the Miami game because of Joey Yellen. They lost it because of the issues that made them lose the NC State game, that made them lose the BC game. So I don't really think it's an understandable thing to acknowledge if they were to finish 5-6, and it's because, you know, you can say that it's because you don't have your quarterback your starting quarterback for a handful of those games. But I would point to the issues that have been, you know, it's kind of been writing on the wall for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's it would be interesting to see some of the things that that happened in the off season. I don't expect that he would get fired, but I don't think that if he goes 5-6, there will be nothing that happens from above. Correct?
Yeah, I wouldn't think he gets fired, especially given the pandemic, given everything that's going on, and given that he just got a 7-year contract extension back in 2017. So after a 5-7 season, so I wouldn't expect a change there at all. Even if they were to, you know, end up 4-7, I don't see it happening. And then again, I don't know what other, you know, the other obvious change you would think would be maybe moving on from Whipple, but then you're getting into territory where you might have 5 offensive coordinators in a 7-year span, which that's not continuity. That and you obviously want to keep continuity. That's the whole point, right, of giving Narduzzi the extension when they did, was that Pitt has been a program that hasn't had that stability, that coaching stability, but you also need it with your coordinators and your assistant coaches. And so I don't know if there would be substantial changes in the offseason if you have that happen, because again, I think these are just issues like, you know, penalties, and they're just systemic things. So I don't know. I'm really interested though to see what happens in 2020 and how, or 2021 rather. It feels weird they were already in 2020, but, you know, next season and kind of what this, you know, obviously how they finish this year, but then what happens next year too.
Well, John, I appreciate you taking some time and breaking it down as always. And I guess enjoy the game Saturday more than you have the last few games, hopefully.
Yeah, well, I wasn't down there in Miami, so at least I'll be at this one, right? Be at Heinz Field Saturday 3:30. So looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right, my man. That's John McGonigal, the Post Gazette. You can find his stuff, postgazette.com. I've got to get to a break. It is Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.